Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a fuller picture of state history. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you to news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Indigenous people have lived in what we now call Ohio for more than 15,000 years. The United States government, though, forced them out in the 19th century, sending them and their governments to reservations in places like modern-day Canada, Minnesota, and Oklahoma. Chris Welter, with Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO, reports on a growing movement to bring them back, to educate Ohioans with a more complete history of our region.
Around 20 people joined in on a Wyandotte social dance at the Fort Recovery Museum and Monument in Mercer County earlier this month. Citizens from federally recognized tribes in Oklahoma led the dance as part of Fort Recovery's first ever Beyond the Battlefield event. Historically, the museum's tours have focused on battles that took place between tribal nations and the U.S. military there. But this weekend, tribal citizens traveled here to teach people more about their culture and their communities, their children's stories, their art, their economies. Things that go beyond a few violent hours hundreds of years ago.
I mean, Ohio is full of Native history, and a lot of places have been interpreting that history without Native people for quite a long time. There is a growing trend now that is a direct result of the tribes' efforts to get more accurate representation that is now bearing fruit here in Ohio.
Talon Silverhorn is a citizen of the Eastern Shawnee Tribe of Oklahoma and the Cultural Programs Manager for the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. He was one of the tribal citizens who interacted with people at Fort Recovery during the event. Also, people from the Wyandotte Nation played lacrosse with kids on the lawn. A Miami artist displayed colorful traditional textiles made from plants that can still be found in the state today. And Silverhorn showed people crisp, computer-generated images of what his ancestors living in the region 2,000 years ago might have looked like. George Ironstrack is a citizen of the Miami Tribe of Oklahoma, a historian and the assistant director of the Miamia Center at Miami University in Oxford. He says events like these are particularly significant in a state like Ohio that has zero federally recognized tribes within its borders today.
Most Midwesterners at the private level and then also at the governmental political level don't have a history of interacting with tribes as these vibrant political, cultural, social entities.
The Ohio History Connection, which owns the Fort Recovery Museum, has been working to amend that recently. They've trained their museum and archaeology staff, hired new staff who are citizens of historic Ohio tribes, and developed a policy to regulate who can interpret tribal history at the sites they own. Silverhorn, the ODNR employee who helped organize the event, grew up in northeastern Oklahoma and first visited Fort Recovery when he was a kid during an Eastern Shawnee cultural tour, where hundreds of people from his tribe packed into buses to see cultural sites in Ohio. He says the history presented to them back then focused on war and painted indigenous people of Ohio with a broad brush. But that's starting to change with events like the one at Fort Recovery.
These places are trying to do things the right way and trying to represent people accurately, and more importantly, just providing space and platform and resources for the people themselves to do it themselves.
Fort Recovery site manager Kim Rammel agrees. She says visitors have an appetite for this sort of history.
They want to know both sides. Every story's got two sides, and if you only hear one side, it makes you question, you know, what is the other perspective? There's always another perspective. You know, even if you don't, it's not comfortable. It's not always comfortable, but so what? It's true.
One of Silverhorn's main projects with the ODNR is developing Ohio's 76th state park outside of Xenia in southwest Ohio. It will be called Great Council and will include a Shawnee Museum and Interpretive Center on the site of a former 18th century tribal village. It's set to open sometime next year. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Chris Welter.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.